Idiosyncrasies.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Shrey. With me, as always, is Landon. And
hi.
This is our NPR production of Idiosyncrasies.
What is tiny desk shit?
tiny desk shit.
Is that NPR?
I don't know. I don't actually listen to fucking
I don't listen to NPR.
I think NPR does the tiny desk, don't they?
NPR is like an actual like public broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah. NPR tiny desk concerts.
Okay.
So cool. Suck my ass, okay?
No.
Fucking Mac Miller rapping about shit in front of a bookcase. It's pretty cool.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Dog. Anyways.
Anyway, let's get into the music for this week. Because
I forget about the music every single time.
I don't know how we do it every single time.
We do it every week. We've done it every week for the past 48 weeks.
Okay, but I've only been a part of like four of them.
Okay, that's fair.
Five?
Four.
Because that bonus episode.
That's four. I'm counting that bonus episode.
Is it? Okay, well, yep. Guess I'll shut the fuck up.
What? All right, well, since Maggie's picking out her songs, Landon, do you have yours?
Okay, Feel It All Around by Washed Out.
Feel Good Ink feel by The Gorillaz. No. Feel It Still by Portugal the Man.
I love this bit.
Feel It All Around by Washed Out.
Oh, yes. You should do that more.
I do it every week.
Wow. Obstacle One by Interpol.
Obstacle One by Interpol.
And then my third one. Let's do This Old House Is All I Have by Against All Logic.
This old house. This old part of
this
mine.
Old.
Ask this old house.
This old house is all I have.
It's all I have by Against All Logic.
All I have.
It's a banger. It's a fucking banger. Listen to that shit in your car. You'll be like, wah! You know what I'm saying?
All right, Maggie.
Don't Want to Fall in Love by Jane Child.
Don't want to fall asleep because love is deep. No, I know. Don't want to.
Don't
want to miss a thing. That was the song that kept coming up when I kept searching Don't Want to.
Don't wanna fall in love. Love hurts just like a knife.
Yeah, no one that's a banger.
Don't wanna miss a thing.
Don't miss a thing. Alright.
Swing Swing by the All American Rejects.
A dog just got kicked across the house.
Huh?
I think a dog just got kicked. Yeah, I think Mariah just got kicked across the house. I just heard it. I'm not sure.
None of that went through.
None of it.
It just went, and then at the very end.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much all I heard, too. So. All right, Swing cool. Swing by the All American Rejects. I'll tell you about a dirty little secret.
You got a secret.
Temperature by Sean Paul.
Let's go!
Temperature by Sean Paul.
Uh-oh. Banger.
Uh-huh.
All right, I went ahead and added mine so I didn't lose them. Please. I got
cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin eater. This dude eats pumpkins.
All right, I've got.
What? Oh, cheater to the pumpkin eater.
This dude eats pumpkins, bro.
God, I
he
want...
lost them.
No,
he
I didn't. Them. No, I didn't. I want the full name of it, but it's a super long fucking name. A detailed and poetic physical threat to the person who intentionally vandalized my 1994 Dodge Intrepid behind Kate's apartment. By Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery.
No, Pet Cemetery. And then we've got, please don't tell my father that I used his 1996 Honda Accord to destroy the town of Willow Grove, Pennsylvania in 2002. Also by Pet Cemetery.
What the fuck was Spencer Breslin doing in
2003? What the fuck was Spencer Breslin doing in 2003?
That's gonna be our first song. That's gonna be our first single. fuck
was that? And then I've got Congratulations, You Survived Your Suicide by Sycamore Smith.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
You survived your suicide.
Congrats, you failed. Congrats. Good job.
That's literally what it is.
Very nice.
It's great.
Anyways, so
happy Thursday, everybody.
What a dive.
Hi, Shadow.
It's good to
Hello,
mega...
sisters.
Oh, God. That's it. We're done. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
I genuinely hate the smell of makeup. I hate the way it smells.
Today, we're going to...
I hate this bit.
We have to do this.
Yeah.
My nose. Oh, God, that looks terrible. I literally just walked into my mom's room. And I just grabbed the first thing I could find, and then I... was like, ooh, oh shit, did I break something? Oh yeah, that shit's coming out.
Jenny's gonna kill you.
Yeah. So, I'm just gonna take a little dabble of the silver. I'm just gonna... That got all of my hair. I'm going off the third eye, this shit.
Wow, yeah, that's...
Now adding eyeshadow onto his forehead.
But it's
maybe.
Yeah, oh my god!
That is wow! That is bright.
You turned and it's just white.
It was like retro reflective, like paint, like. Oh, you're Catholic.
All right, and then
oh
now,
my god!
Just a little bit of phthalo blue for this.
Oh, phthalo!
Ah, fuck. This shit sucks. Why do people do this?
Well, oh, God. Wow.
One, you're doing it really bad.
Yeah, it's like you're doing it wrong, for one.
Anyways, yeah, just a little bit.
I bet you $200, that's really old makeup.
I'm a pretty princess. Who needs?
Well, what's the fucking... Powerpuff Girls thing, like, I bet she's upstairs trying to make herself the prettiest girl at the party. And then, I'm gonna be the prettiest girl at the party.
I hope no one walks in.
Someone's gonna walk in.
God.
It's so shiny.
Yeah.
If someone walks in the stream, they'll be like, oh, hey, Trey. Hey, Maggie. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Okay, and then a little bit of this nice crimson red.
I actually... Oh, God. I don't think anybody would question what's going on with you, Landon.
Wow. Yeah, that... Wow. That's war paint now. Like, that's...
Yeah,
that's
kind of sick.
That's tribal.
Lamb to the slaughter.
Holy shit. So, Trey, anyways. I feel like the answer is probably... you were a theater kid, though. I was going to say, have either of you, like, legitimately worn makeup?
Yeah.
We were both theater kids.
And I also have four sisters. That should
that's, what, that's why yeah. I was gonna be like, oh no, not Trey, the Landon, because you have the four sisters.
But oh my god, like, hey, it's not Trey, coming. It's not coming sister. Off.
I
Are you
yeah.
just using a napkin?
Tissue.
Yeah, that's you not need... gonna come off.
I don't
sweat.
Okay, I don't. I brush my teeth. Oh boy.
That's not the issue.
No, it's a tissue, not an issue. I don't...
I'm gonna kill you.
Sorry, I can't pronounce this letter.
You said my name.
No, yeah, Ray.
Yeah, Ray. I am Ray Narvaez Jr.
I will say that actually is a very common thing with New Englanders. We get very lazy with our pronunciation of words.
I think you guys just get lazy.
I think you just get lazy. It's not like
well,
a new
yeah, but like with the pronunciation, like with pronouncing words, we also get extremely lazy where like we completely drop letters off at the end of words.
Uh-oh.
No. We don't do that. No, that's actually New Jersey. They say Wooter.
Well, what's funny is that we do the complete... I look fucking terrible.
You look awful.
We do the complete opposite by adding in letters where they should not go. Like, who the... like, Warsh? When I hear people say Warsh...
Oh, wait, hold on. You want to play the game of name that fucking town Warsh. In Ohio?
Yeah, like, for, like, Wash, there's people that say Warsh. Like, my grandma, she says Warsh. Like, if she's saying... Hey, get me the washboard. She'll say washboard. I have to wash my dishes. Or this away. That one pisses me the fuck off. This away. It's this way, you dumb fucking. I'm not saying that about my grandma. I'm not gonna call my grandma a dumb fucking bitch. But people who say this away.
But you literally just did.
No, my grandma doesn't. She doesn't say this away. But I had an old English, or it wasn't English. It was my ASL teacher. She would say this away. What the fuck? There's no A in there. There's no extra this way. It's not this away. It's this way. You heard that too, right? Where are the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was definitely from you. From
Trey.
No.
No?
No, that was definitely from Landon.
Yeah.
Well, whatever comes after you, they're going to be more afraid of you than you are of them.
Not if I can get this shit off my face. my man wipes are shit.
You know, for when you need to wipe your men.
Yeah.
I was watching a video the other day.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Anyways.
Pronouncing towns in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. God, they're fucked up.
Yeah.
I was trying to look through some of them. Because in Ohio, we fuck up some pronunciations. Like, we just say shit that's just not right.
Well, the one I always find interesting is, like, words or, like, things that are just only out here and nowhere else. Like, the idea that no one knows what a fucking Menards is blows my mind.
That's an East Coast thing. Is it not an East Coast thing?
No, it's a Midwestern thing. It's only a Midwestern thing. Right? Isn't that nuts? Like, if you go to New York, there's no such thing as a Menards in a New York.
Where are they saving big money?
In a New York.
At Menards.
They're not, but there's no Menards to save big money.
So what is Menards?
It's like a Lowe's.
It's a hardware store.
Better, but it's better. Say big
They're all about family.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Olive Garden.
I have a True Value.
When you shot Menards. Dude, Menards have such banger song.
True.
Hell, I was at Menards earlier. I was buying shit from there earlier. I'm at Menards like every day.
I was like,
I might get a Menards credit card. I'm thinking about it.
I am also going to get one since, yeah, because it's worth it. We're working on the
fucking house. That rebate shit is fucking nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to get one.
Dude, the Menards jingle?
The demographic of the podcast just went from like
it got real niche real quick
to like 35-year-olds like really fast.
Like 35-year-old dad, like corporate dads with weekend projects.
That live in Ohio.
That live in Ohio. That live specifically in the Midwest.
Yeah. I always loved going to Home Depot growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I loved
Home My Depot. Favorite was when you go to like hardware stores and then they have like the light section.
I love the light section.
It's always a good time. It's always
so
a good time.
Fun
you look up and you're like, I'm in a music video right now. It's wonderful.
I'm in space. These are stars.
I love when they have the chandeliers.
Oh man,
so pretty.
I'm gonna shut my door real quick. Some fucking
God. I also as a 24-year-old man, I love going to Menards and going in all the doors, the maze of doors.
I still do that. I go around like the prop kitchens or whatever and be like, yeah, this is it. This is the life.
This is the life.
Just like, just wiping my hand against like the island. You know, the island counter and be like, yeah.
You like take a display towel, like throw that shit over your shoulder.
Hard day's work.
Hard day's work.
Guys, this is really bad.
Men. What are you gonna do about it?
I worked for this life.
Yeah. I go to work every day and bring home money. What do you do?
All you do is eat hot chip. You lie. You charge their phone.
Eat
hot chip.
No, she's a hot girl with stomach issues.
And they lie. And they charge their phone.
And they charge their phone.
If you lie, and I do charge my phone.
No, charge their phone.
I charge their phone.
The phone. The one and only phone. The only phone.
I actually did just buy a new phone charger because.
Let's go! What are you gonna do? Charge they phone? Like a woman?
No. Actually, charge they watch.
Oh. See, what men do is that once that battery dies, it's dead. We get a new phone.
You get a new phone.
Get a new phone.
You buy a new phone every time. You know how many installment plans I have on like at least 17 iPhone 10s?
I have 14 active contracts with Verizon right now.
I owe Verizon $6,000.
I owe large amounts of money. I'm in crippling debt. Oh,
I have God, six guys. Different identities.
Just use the trade-in program.
God.
So fucking stupid.
Oh god! Oh, that got me thinking of like burner phones, which then got me thinking of Breaking Bad. Skinny Pete, I was gonna say Stinky Pete, which is Toy Story 2.
Stinky Pete.
Skinny Pete, the actor that plays him, is in this latest episode of The Mandalorian.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah,
they're just doing a.
They're just doing everything. Really? Well, like his cameo isn't so egregious. I didn't even realize it was him till I watched somebody else talking about the episode later.
Which one's like, Skinny Pete? Is he one of the skinny ones?
He's one of.
That makes sense.
He's the one that kind of looked like a crackhead. Yeah. Out of all of the ones.
They all look like crackheads, but yes, Skinny
Pete.
Yeah,
but he's
the stereotypical de facto crackhead.
I wonder how much that kind of weighed in on him getting hired to be the part, on how much of a fat
he 100% got that part because of the way he looked. No fucking doubt about that in my mind.
He looks so much like a crackhead. And then Sloth, is that his name?
Badger?
Badger? Sloth?
Badger? Sloth.
Sloth.
Ah, yes. Greed, Envy, Sloth. My favorite Breaking Bad character.
Greed, Envy, Sloth, Skinny Pete.
And Badger. And Badger.
No, that's Sloth.
Yeah, that's the seventh sin, Badger.
We only said five sins, though.
Lust.
Guys, we really need to get our fucking shit together. The script is just out the window in this episode.
Shit, what page are we on?
Y'all can read?
No.
Did you not get a copy of the script?
No.
Check your inbox.
Which one?
maybe it might be in spam. Sometimes it goes to spam.
Okay. Why are we keeping our messages in food? Guys, we talked about this.
It's not a food.
It's food was a generous classification of what spam is. Yeah, so that's more accurate.
Oh god. Why didn't you do that?
Come on back here.
Aw, Trace got Calic.
You got the fucking
I do. Rascals. I have a calic back here. Yeah, I got the little fucking alfalfa.
You are so beautiful.
And then I got a calic here. Like I have to part my hair that way to cover calic.
I don't know what's going on with my hair. It's kind of just doing whatever the fuck it wants.
Do you say cowlick? Like, do you emphasize every part of the word, or do you say calic? Like
cowlick.
Calic, like C-A-L-L-I-C-K.
Yeah, I say calic, like C-A-L-L-I-C-K.
Cowlick.
Nah. See, that's wrong.
No, it's not.
Are you saying cowlick?
It's literally called a cowlick.
Cow-lick.
I say,
like a cow licked your hair.
Yeah, but I say cow.
I also say cow. Yeah, I just say it really wrong. Fast, like cowlick, yeah. That is wrong. That is 100% a Midwestern pronunciation of that.
Yeah, but you got calic.
You got that calic.
Got that calic. Jump in the Cadillac. Get a calic. Anyways.
Maggie, when are you moving to Ohio? Anyways. We gotta
when are you moving?
Indoctrinate. I was gonna say euthanize. We gotta indoctrinate you.
Yeah, we're gonna put you down.
Wait, when are you getting here?
We're gonna put you
down. We're putting you down.
We're putting you down. You've gone on long enough.
Yep. I agree. We're gonna be 25% less women.
Yikes. Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Good answer.
I finally got a job.
Let's go. So, quit.
Yeah, quit. Uproot your entire life.
Simple as that. Just quit.
Simple as that.
Easy.
No, they need me.
See, simple as this. Hey, job, I quit.
Landon just called his job.
Yeah.
He actually just quit. God.
Which one?
I just called the president.
Both
of them.
I just called the president of the United States.
I quit. Sorry, president. Sorry, Joey.
Sorry, Joey.
Sorry. It's so funny.
The idea that you're quitting, but you're on like a not first name basis, but nickname basis with Joe Biden.
Joey Biden. My buddy Joey. My best bro, Joey.
God, Landon, have I sent you any of the TikToks of like the, oh fuck, what's it called? I can't even think of the name of this. It's not Backyard, because that's fucking Ludwig's.
Backyard again.
God damn it, I'll have to look it up. But it's like two guys, like Joey and Frankie. They're like both from New York, and they do a podcast. Have I sent you any of their TikToks?
That could be literally anything.
They're two white guys.
I don't think it's Stiff's. What's
his name? Isn't Ludwig on that?
No, that's The Yard or something like that.
Okay.
Is what Ludwig's
didn't
on.
Did you say The Backyard?
I did, but that, like, that's not the name.
It's called The Yard or The Backyard.
Basement Yard Podcast is the name of it. Anyway, I guess not. I get their TikToks all the fucking time, and I, like, Jared does too. I fucking love them. They are funny as shit. That's all I want to say.
Okay, cool. Anyways, have you heard of this little thing called the Idiosyncrasies podcast?
No.
Pretty cool, right?
No.
Sounds like it fucking sucks.
Yeah. They have women there.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what sucks about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yuck.
The two white guys on there is pretty funny, though.
Yeah. I miss that third white guy, though.
Yeah, I miss that third white guy. It hasn't been the same. It hasn't been the same since the third white guy. Anyways, Maggie, great addition to the team.
It's all about balance. Every we have to, like, say the worst fucking things to Maggie about being on this podcast, and then immediately follow it up with, we're so glad you're here. We love having you here.
Anyways, what's the toughest thing about being a woman?
Fuck. I forget. I take it back. I take it all back.
Period.
Like, period? Or like, period.
Show me your hands.
The second one. I think having a period is the worst thing about being a woman.
Is it the pain, or is it more just like kind of like the idea of it?
The pain, the bleeding, the mess, the gross.
Is that four?
The monthly.
You're saying the monkeys?
All of it.
The monkeys.
What? I thought I understood periods.
Yeah. Not only am I sitting on a toilet and just making a mess, I got fucking howlers at the door.
But there are nine little monkeys jumping on that bed.
Jumping on that fucking bed. Let me tell you this.
One fucking fell off and bumped his head.
Fucking head, bro. Maggie does not like this bit.
Does not.
No, it's funny. It just lasted.
No, it's funny.
Long.
It's just whatever.
It went on. Yeah, it was done. It ran its course.
Oh my god, I got silver ass glitter everywhere. I just realized it's all over the place. Oh my,
that's never coming out.
Yeah. Wait, this is gay?
So,
oh fuck! That made it so much worse.
What's the hardest part about being a man?
Cock and ball.
Elaborate.
No.
For audio listeners, Landon just very softly shook his head no.
I did the whole.
It was the whole Seth Rogen. Yeah, Seth.
Yeah, cut that out. My lawyer looked at me. He's like, "Yeah, don't finish this bit." Yeah. I tried wiping that, and it's all silver now. Stop.
You need to stop using just a tissue.
Yeah, you need water.
You need soap and water. At the very least.
I think I might have some wet rags over here.
Yeah, get some fucking wet wipes. Get your man wipes.
He said he has wet
rags. He said he has wet he has wet rags. He's throwing it back.
Things land in eight without dying.
That.
What about me?
Bro, you fucking ate. No crumbs were left.
What? I haven't eaten anything. What are you talking about? Y'all are on something. I haven't
eaten anything.
I'm not even hungry.
I don't eat. I'm a vegetarian.
I thought you were American.
I thought I was the diversity hire.
God. I don't know who's the diversity hire at this point.
I am. Me. The white guy. With actually, no posters in my room. Yeah. Were you agreeing?
She was, and then she wasn't.
Because he's a straight white guy. But then I was like, wait, Jared. Because I forget that Jared's straight.
Yeah.
You know what? That's fair.
That's yeah.
It's not that I think that he's gay. It's just I forget that he's straight.
That used to happen all the time with Trey, too.
It did, yeah.
We'd, like, be sitting in a call and, like, hanging out with our group of just bisexuals. There were so many bisexuals.
I was the token straight friend.
Trey was our token straight friend. Yep. But, like, we'd just be like, we forget you're gay. I mean,
to be fair, there was the whole two dads. And then what was the comment about Evan being a horse and me a cowboy? That kind of went on for a bit.
That's part of the two dads.
That was part of the two dads, but it was also like its own thing.
Yeah.
It's mostly just me and Evan. There's a lot of unresolved tension.
Scott had a partner most of the time.
Yeah, Scott did have a partner. Yeah.
I need more.
Shit. So
yeah, throw it back, baby girl. He eating good.
Good. What?
For our audio listeners, Landon came back to his fucking chair, sat down, did not put on his headphones, and picked up a guitar.
What are you
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the audience.
About me.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you enjoy your meal?
Stop. I didn't eat.
I didn't eat. I'm not hungry.
Not hungry.
I mean, I am hungry. I just haven't eaten anything. My hands are covered in glitter.
Yeah.
Look, I look like a fucking Pokemon. I look like a fucking. Why do my hands look like that?
Haha.
That was God. That was Germa. That was like I look like a fucking. I look like a fucking Pokemon. Oh, why does my hand look like that? Like the immediate recoil. Like. Friend lore. Yeah, there's some deep lore that you don't know about Oak.
Oak.
Oh my god, Oak.
Are you alive?
Our surviving friend.
Yeah, the one who drowned in a house fire or whatever.
Burned in a flood.
God. He's a little confused, but he's got spirit.
Yeah, you like you went into like a tornado and then like you saw color and shit. You lost your dog or whatever the fuck. Then you're hanging out with like a lion and shit. Fuck. weird part of your life.
Pink Floyd was on the entire time.
The entire time. So was Paul Blart Mall Cop too.
We should watch that.
I agree.
The first one first. And then the second one.
And then while we're watching the second one, we have to listen to Dark Side of the Moon.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's Can we point. Just listen to Money on repeat?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Da-da-da-da. I'm trying to think. Money. There's one movie that I always think of when I hear that song, and I think it's like The Italian Job or something like that.
The original one or the new one with Jason Statham?
Sure. I don't know. They drive Fiats.
That's just like every Italian that's movie.
Ever. Both of the Italian jobs.
That's just...
that's the Italian job. That's the point of the movie.
Jason Statham is.
That's a
bald Australian man. Never mind. I was gonna say from the Fast and the Furious, but I'm the only.
Yes. Yeah, that one. Okay, Mark Wahlberg one.
You said you agreed with me, and then said a different name. the Jason Statham one. Yeah. The Mark Wahlberg one.
What? God, man. Look, that shit's shiny as
dude. Dicks. Stop.
What do you mean stop? It's fucking everywhere. I can't fucking stop. It's all over my hands.
Stop.
White.
Yes, you are. We know this.
I'm also glittery.
Haha, vampire from Twilight.
That's not funny.
It's very funny.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but like, are you Robert Pattinson or...
I'm Landon.
Yeah. Not any of the other ones. Or Robert Pattinson.
Or Team Jacob.
Or Robert Pattinson.
No, he's not a vampire.
Or
yeah, but he's a werewolf, Jacob, dude. Come on.
Team Jacob. Kristen Stewart.
Anna Kendrick.
Anakin Skywalker.
I always forget Anna Kendrick's in that.
Yeah.
Until I see her, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot she's in this.
Yep.
She plays his white friend.
Yeah.
Yep. But I mean,
I am.
That's a like a pretty typical Anna Kendrick role.
I know what you are, Landon.
Shut the fuck up. This is straight glitter.
Straight that's hyperbole.
It came from your mom.
I also came from my mom. What's your point?
It ain't straight, baby.
It is straight. The gaze infecting everything. Look at that. You can't even...
He literally just like said it's not gay.
Yeah, but it's not gay. The gaze infecting
everything.
I'm doing
like a bit. Just fucking be like, ha.
The liberal woke mind virus is attacking me.
The woke is ruining everything, and the liberal agenda needs to be destroyed, okay? Don't say that about Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, you fucking take that back. I fucking love Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. She's forgettable, but she's so hot.
You fucking take that back.
Did you guys ever watch that HBO Max series with her in
it? Wait, HBO, doesn't that stand for something?
Oh my god.
Holy bananas.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. I'm waking up. What HBO series with her in it?
Pitch Perfect.
No. What was it called?
Pitch Perfect 2.
No. If you say Pitch Perfect 3, I will drive to your house and beat the shit out of you.
It's soon to be our house, but
Love Life.
God, you are gay. What? No, what's the series?
It's called Love Life.
You are gay.
I've not seen that, no.
It wasn't very good. It was weird.
Was she forgettable?
Yeah.
Have you guys watched It's Love on Netflix with,
Love
girl from Community. Britta from Community. I can't fucking think of her name now. She spells it weird. Yes. Yes.
Hey, yo, it's Childish Gambino. You know, that's as far as I can get.
They're talking about making more like Lando stuff, and I really want him to come back.
Yeah, did you say my name?
Oh my god, Landon, nope. You're going to be in more things?
I'm going to play as the black guy.
Oh, are they remaking Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, I'm playing as Ben Stiller.
That sounds awful.
You look so dumbfounded.
What? Oh, Jillian Jacobs. That's her name.
What a white name.
That's not a name.
She spells it with a G too. Like it looks like what's Gillian. That, like,
Gillian?
Yeah, it looks like Gillian. Jacobs. Gillian Jacobs. No, Jacobs is spelled with a J. Jacobs is normal.
But pronounced with a
Gillian. Gillian Jacobs.
Gillian Jacobs.
I got a Gillian gay cup.
Yeah, I was gonna say she has a bajillion gay cups.
Okay.
Just do whiteface. No one's stopping you except for
Keith David is canceled. is in a season of that show. He's in the last Keith season Davidson. Of that show.
Yeah, and I fuck everyone.
Oh, fucking Keith David, the voice of the
Keith David
Arbiter. Yeah,
Arbiter.
Yeah, I was like. Yeah, like, because I kept like there's no way you didn't just hear the name I fucking said.
I thought you said Pete Davidson.
No, I
didn't. I was gonna say because that's the guy from The Thing, and I made the reference that he's the voice of Arbiter every time he came on the screen.
Yeah.
I fucking love Keith David. Love that dude.
Yeah, no, he's in the last season of Community. I gotta watch that show again.
I really need to watch it. I've only watched a couple episodes, but I really liked it. I just didn't finish it. You doing like the Herculean pose?
Trey just does this.
What? Oh yeah, like the I just.
No, you're just doing the.
I didn't realize you were talking to me because I just do that. I set, like, my arm.
Of you because both of you are doing.
I'm sexual.
Sitting like this.
Okay, fair enough.
We don't sit normal.
Mad relaxing, bro. We're bisexual.
I'm Mac chilling.
See, I'm straight and I'm constantly in pain.
Oh yeah, me too.
You're straight?
No, I'm constantly in pain.
Side eye.
I don't think so. Not with that eyeshadow.
He didn't. No way. David, bro, that's one of my favorite Black TV dads. I need him to help get my life back in order. Goddamn Oak.
Now with this beautiful smoky eye that I've applied to my eyeball, it looks like I got.
It punch. Looks like you got punched. Like I, you like cannot call that. That's short, not a smoky like eye. That is a bruise.
a short king just watched, you know, just like right here.
Why does it have to be a short king?
Because you try punching down, but trying to aim for this.
You're doing the apartment, like apartment.
But like, if it's a short king, then they have to punch up. But
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
If someone's like taller than you. You're going to be reaching their elbow height, so they get to punch just straight forward.
And if they did punch me, it would either be right here or right here, not right here. That's what I'm saying, is that the short king, they would punch upwards, and they would hit me right here. If it was a tall Chad,
all right. So I think this needs to be an experiment that we conduct. Let's get our tallest friend, apartment. Let's get our tallest Jared? Friend and our shortest friend.
Oak, how tall are you?
I think Oak is short.
I literally call
Oak,
them
Oak
short
is, Oak is a short king. Yeah, Oak is a short king.
Hi, my lotion.
Hey, what's up, bro? And then we need both of you to punch Landon in the face. Yeah. As many times as it takes, honestly. You know, really make sure we... The best science experiments are repeatable. And we would be doing a disservice to the scientific community if we did not repeat our experiment.
Landon are both the same height.
No, we can't be changing. We can't be changing the control. Okay, we have to keep
control. The control is the height.
No.
No.
The control is you, and we're changing the height.
I'm trying to gaslight him.
You can't gaslight me. I'm in STEM.
You have autism.
Are you aware?
You can't gaslight me. I have autism.
Yes, I can, and I will.
Damn, Oak, you're 5'5". You are a short king.
Oh, my dad.
Anyway.
Maggie, you're like 2'4".
Maggie does not like our bits tonight.
I thought you were going to say Maggie does not have height.
Like, sorry, I'm just very tired, too. But I'll say... I can't do that because I'm the exact same height as Oak.
No, you can't because you're a woman, so it's fine.
Why did you say it like that?
You're a woman.
Well, you are. I'm not wrong.
All right. New idiosyncrasies drinking game. Take a shot every time we call out Maggie being a woman.
I'm going to die.
We're getting fucked up.
fucking drinks up my
friend. Yo, god damn it, Landon.
I'm an alcoholic.
You in a fit of rage, holding a bottle, screaming, I'm an alcoholic, and then the camera just blurs out. Like, that was...
It just naturally says
that. Was cinematic.
Yeah. Alcoholism is an art form.
And I'm a fucking artist.
If we didn't do podcasts on a Thursday night, I would make us do a drinking game.
Yeah.
Haha, joke's on Trey, though, because in a couple weeks, I get Fridays off. So Thursdays are a weekend.
Oh, you're working like a four-day week from now on? Or mm-hmm. Hell yeah, let's go.
After tax season, in a couple weeks, we get a four-day week. Because during tax season, we basically work like a six-day week. Just
constantly, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because you're a woman?
Our audio listeners, Landon asked if it was because she's a woman, then proceeded to just chug a fucking Mike's Hard Black Cherry soda.
Did you hear the noise?
It did. I heard it was a fucking gulp. That was a throat noise if I've ever heard one. That came through crystal fucking clear.
Yeah, I'm so glad. My microphone, just, like, I have the noise cancellation on, so it doesn't pick up the sound.
That came through.
I'm glad it picked up that one. Did you hear it because you're a woman?
It wasn't there.
That one didn't come through, no. That was one in a million.
It's because I'm a woman.
Wait, you're a woman?
I now realized what you were doing.
Just now?
Just now.
I was doing your joke.
I know. Did not realize that. I still don't think I do. Maggie, you're a woman.
No.
No, I'm not getting
Wait,
it.
Do I drink the you're not a woman? I'm just still bringing up the fact that you're a woman by bringing up the fact
there
that you're
you go.
Not
that
a
that
woman.
Was definitely
I'm
a drink.
A woman. This is finish your drink all over
this
again.
Yeah.
Damn it,
why
Trey.
Did Will just call Oak kitten?
Well, Will came in and said, my little manlet. Then Oak said, oh, hey, Zaddy. And then Will said, sup, kit.
I can read.
Well, then why are and you then... asking questions?
Because she's a woman.
Will,
that's what they do.
Will is an engaged white straight man.
Yeah. And Oak is his kitten.
And he's marrying his ex-wife.
He is marrying his ex-wife. Formerly his ex-girlfriend.
His ex-wife. Formerly his ex-fiance.
Proud of you, bud.
I can't currently. Wait to attend the
Okay. No, we're good. We're good.
The woman can read.
I had to do the math in my head.
Yeah, I saw.
It's all the numbers, like.
I like that the mental math is actually like visual math. Still,
the mental math.
I'm a visual learner.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty clear that you're marrying your ex-wife, or
that women can read.
Wait, what about women? Go for it.
I'm a woman.
That women can read? Let's go.
God.
Oh my god.
Are you not working tomorrow, or?
No, I work tomorrow.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay.
I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, when did this happen?
Since, like, college.
No, well, yeah, but then you were, like, good for a while.
And then
we're having an intervention right here on the podcast.
In Massachusetts. Then I had Massachusetts, man.
Boston ruined you.
Yeah, it did. That one drinking game really
that
fucked me
fucking,
up.
That fucked you up.
Yeah.
I want to play it again so bad.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
When are you guys having your housewarming? I almost said
whenever
homecoming party.
What? What kind? What was that face you did, Trey? You went.
I also burped, but I didn't want to like. Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
Oh my god.
That one was something.
That was crispy.
Yeah, I'm having a relapse. Boston. It
yeah,
really
you
just
guys
depends.
Having your housewarming
we're
party?
Scheduling it around you because we need to make sure that you're able to come.
Okay.
I'm gonna come.
I will not be available the very beginning of May.
That's fine. Because we're still going to be settling in. So it's probably going to take a weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Probably gotta make sure Wayne can come. Gotta make sure Will can come and Miss Emily.
I'm going to come.
We're going to come. Do we invite Beth? I don't think we need to invite Beth.
That'd be really funny. Right now, Beth, I am not picking you up if you are going. I am not driving out of the way.
No, that's fair. Yeah, that is out of the way.
Are you going to be driving or flying?
I would drive.
You would drive?
Yeah. It's 100% more cost efficient for me to drive because right. I generally only have to stop for gas twice driving.
Oh, that's nice. Ohio. What's your gas mileage? Why are we talking about this?
My gas mileage is like 22, but I have like a 15 gallon tank.
Oh, that's not that. Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So it's really nice. I can get like, I'll drive down to get Oak.
Yeah, that's not out of the way.
You would literally pass us, and then you would come back up.
Driving all the way down the fucking eastern coast, pick up Oak, and then loop back up 75.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, make Oak our problem?
Yeah, he'll be our little guy.
He'll be our kitten.
He'll be our little kitten.
He'll be our little kitten. He's just a little guy.
He's just a little guy. we do have to crowdfund getting Oak up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If everybody puts in like $10, that's like $100.
That's like $5.
That's like $10. I like that you went lower.
It's like $5.
It's like $5.
Give me the little guy.
Is that you doing that? You're covering your mouth. So
yeah, I mean, like, okay, yeah,
I
did, me doing it.
I didn't know. Yeah,
I thought it was like a soundboard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because there was no, like, movement around your mouth at all.
Coming through.
It's literally just on your fucking camera. A duck just like flashes on and then flashes off.
I hope I'm watching the stream.
It's coming through on the fucking screen.
Is it?
The sound is definitely coming through. Damn it!
Why would they add this? Oh, it is. Yes.
It literally does just flash on and off. We're like on here, it pops up.
It pops up. Yeah, like on my screen, I see it float up, but
and then it floats off.
Yeah,
waiting for it to spam.
It just sits
waiting
there
for it to spam.
Yeah, please get us off this bit.
What's everybody's favorite kind of pasta?
Rotini. I like a rotini.
You
like
would.
A good rotini.
You look like a rotini guy.
Shut the fuck up. Woman. Sorry.
I like that you drank and then said it. Like you knew
why
what you
I
were
go
doing.
Green?
Yeah, that was
why,
weird.
Yeah, why'd you turn green?
I don't know. I like fettuccine pasta, like
ooh,
big thick.
Oh, you look like a fettuccine bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Maggie, also not only being a woman, I'm out of drink, but also our Italian. What's your favorite?
Our Italian.
I really like an angel hair pasta, strictly because it goes with so many different kinds of sauces very well.
Kind of boring. What's your favorite cheese? American. This is fucking. Can come up with something a little bit more original.
My favorite cheese is white cheddar.
Wow. Okay.
I love sharp white cheddar.
Gouda is the shit.
Sharp white cheddar hurts my mouth.
Because it's sharp.
Because it's sharp.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, I have a condition.
No, I cannot eat sharp white cheddar. I'm allergic and it hurts my mouth.
I was like, what? Get that shit checked out.
Yeah. Helpful. Hi, doctor. Yes. What are you here for today? Oh, yeah. I can't eat sharp white cheddar. It hurts my mouth every time I eat it.
Like, ew, is it because it's sharp?
Oh, is it because
I have legit.
It hurts.
Legit problem. It hurts.
It hurts. I like Swiss cheese and like provolone.
Swiss is so cheese is really good.
I love Swiss. Oh, especially when you have it like cooked on something.
Mm-hmm. So and then, like, pepper jack. Love pepper jack.
Something I do prefer, like, either a provolone or an American.
Yeah.
American is good hot. Like just a mm-hmm. traditional grilled cheese. Mm.
Yeah. Especially it's that, like, fake cheese, so it melts really well.
Ooh, yeah. Oh. Like, plastic. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, on carcinogens. A grilled cheese, that is... Mm.
Banger. And when you get, like, some either, like, tomato soup or some mushroom soup, oh.
Or tomato soup or some mushroom.
In it.
Huh?
Tomato in the sandwich. It's a layer.
Tomato in the sandwich. You put like tomatoes or like tomato soup?
Yeah, like sliced tomatoes.
Tomato.
Yeah.
So bread.
Interesting.
Cheese, tomato.
Cheese.
Well, yeah, cheese. Third cheese.
tomato.
More cheese.
cheese.
It's one slice of bread, and then you can fit two square American slices, and then they overlap in the middle. So
then another two American slices.
No,
then
another
only a third. Only a third to cover it.
Then cheese. You cut it in half, and you do the two sides that weren't overlapping.
And then when I cut it, I put more cheese on top.
And then a fire, and then I miss, and then I'm not fire, and then I miss, and then I miss, and then I'm fire.
Slice of tomato, probably.
I take a nap, then I wake up, and then I fire, and then I miss.
I'm so sorry, Maggie. I got wrapped up in his bit. I'm not, but.
It's okay. I've learned to just talk over you guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That was just 30 seconds of chaos of you talking about cheese and then Lynn and I just had a fire and a mist and a mist and a fire and a fire and I took a nap
and a cheese.
That was a chaotic 30 seconds.
My favorite cheese? Gouda. I think I like Gouda the most. Or Munster.
Munster is good.
Awesome.
Munster.
Why do you say Munster?
What are you, a fucking prick?
It's Munster.
I am. I am. Yes.
It's Munster.
It is Munster. Why are you saying Munster?
Because it's funny.
Stop.
No.
It's not Munster.
Munster.
You're legally not allowed to call it Munster.
Yeah, I am. I'm French. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
You're legally required to not do anything.
You're legally required to shut the fuck up.
If anything, you're legally required to not pronounce the first half of Munster. Or the last half.
Munster.
You and I, in sync, head and all, stir.
Stir. I like me some stir. I like me some duh.
Yes. Can I get some of that fucking cis cheese?
Can I get some dirt cheese?
I like the idea of yeah. Just can I get some cheese?
Some cheese?
So cheese?
Like wow. What was that? What kind of cheese? Some
cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Really got to put your whole body into it. You know, just
some cheese.
Cheese. Yeah, I wink.
They're like looking at the area of where your body is really trying to figure out, but it's pointing towards like the ham.
Yeah, you
just
cheese. Just point at it. Just point at it. Be like
cheese. Point at a fork on the table.
Just point at the guy. Cheese.
Cheese.
Finger guns. God, I'm sweating like a motherfucker. Jesus, it's hot in this.
It is so hot in here.
It's 85 degrees in my room. I'm sweating.
Huh?
What?
How did you manage to honk like that?
What?
You honked. God,
you did. That was a full-on honk.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? It was just, it's just like one of those.
Cut you out perfectly on the front and did back ends.
The second one was a little closer.
Yeah.
And then a fire, and then a
Stop!
Miss.
I'm an Italian woman with autism who has ADHD.
Cool.
Anyways, I'm a white guy.
Ends there.
I'm a white guy. Eddie,
no posters in my room.
No posters.
No posters.
No posters.
You got no posters.
Glitter all over my.
I got.
All over my desk.
Opposing Aerith. I hope she should.
I've got. What happened to Grogu? Did he fall again?
That bitch.
Why happened to Grogu?
Both of you just like.
I have a Grogu poster that's like right there, but it fell behind my bed.
Why do I look like that?
Then I got R2 and C3PO. I got R2 and C3PO.
I got that ceiling light. Do you have to really look up to see? Oak is gonna live like right there.
He's too little.
He's too small for this.
He can't reach.
Oh, the sound's not coming through. I have to. None of my mouse sounds are coming through.
Thank God for that. Where's my phone?
He turned.
God damn. Where'd my phone go? There it is.
Can I leave?
Yeah, I think we're done. It's, you know, 5 till. I'm good to call it here. Lennon's insane.
We have to wait. We have to wait for like the 30 seconds till to make up for the time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you.
See, thank you. What is everyone's favorite pastime?
Waiting 30 seconds to end this podcast.
Fucking bitches.
Oh!
Let's go.
Virgin.
Let's go.
He just fucking hit me.
Bullshit. I didn't.
Boston all over.
Whoa, bullshit. I didn't touch her.
I did not hit you.
Put the
once.
Fucking bottle down.
I did not. I, the alcoholic, did not hit the woman. Okay?
Yeah, that's the most fucking believable story in history.
Yeah, because I just said it, and I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alcoholics, notorious truth tellers.
Yeah, that's what we do. We tell the truth, and we don't hit women.
We don't hit women.
That's the two things we do. At least I don't do it. I don't lie. I don't hit women. One of those is a lie.
The hitting women.
No, I never hit a woman before.
Never hurt hit a woman.
I've never hurt hit. I did not.
Never hurt hit.
I did not. I did not hit that woman.
Wow, that Mike Tard hit you real hard.
Yeah,
huh?
This is my third mark.
Wow.
Just like mark. Two other guys who are like, oh, hey, Mark, walk out.
It is Idiosyncrasies podcast starring Landon, Mike, and Mark.
I always get those two confused.
Wow.
Mark's hide.
Mark's hide. Yeah, that's
a Mark's hide.
Why do I do that? It's fucked.
Drunk?
Yeah, I'm three of these bad boys in. I'm into three Mark's hides.
That was empty. That was fucking empty.
There was a drop. There was
a drop.
There was a little drop. I saw it.
See, she was looking.
Jesus Christ.
Why did he turn blue?
What is wrong with you? Why are you blue?
Wait.
When does he turn blue?
That's always my favorite fucking thing. Just sitting through the entirety of Nightcrawlers with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, we were like 3/4 of the way through.
Yeah, we were almost done with the movie. And Maggie just goes, when does he turn blue? Talking about fucking Nightcrawler from X-Men.
Yeah! They didn't expect us to watch, like, a regular-ass movie. Like, I thought it was gonna be the Blue Man.
Nope. It's a regular-ass movie. Why am I getting tagged by Wemmy saying he sparkled?
Where?
Oh, it's... Yeah.
He did sparkle. I thought it was going to be like a picture of Landon's hand.
I did too. I thought this was Landon. I'm like, why is Wemmy tagging specifically me in this? It's Yoda, parentheses, Force Spirit, trademarked, parentheses, Spectre de Force.
Landon, why were you staring into the camera like that for 5 minutes?
RGB. RGB. I'm gaming.
We live a dangerous life. We can't keep her.
I'm gaming.
Are we gonna finish watching that anime?
Anime?
Yeah. MMA.
We were watching a Gainame last night.
Yeah, we were. It was pretty fucking gay. Anime,
as you can call it. Or a hentai.
Nope. It's not that one, no.
An anime, as we call it.
Do we call it that?
Yeah.
I called it that, so yes. Yeah.
It can be called that. It's pretty gay.
See, up top.
It's actually amazingly for it being about two men living together with a small child. It's
living
not
very five feet. Living five
it's,
feet.
Yeah,
apart.
It's not like. But it's also pretty gay.
Oh, it's so gay in
it's
the sense that like
feet it's apart. So gay. I'm like, it's not really gay. And, like, I don't know. It's getting pretty gay though now. Like the whole like taking care of the girl scene. That was pretty fucking gay. That was pretty
taking care
like,
of kids.
Gay little smile he had when he saw her holding the girl's
being
hand.
Being good
she was
parental
sick.
Parental figures. Yeah,
pretty fruity. That was a little.
Yeah.
Show me your hand. ask him to show your hand.
Ask him to show us our hands.
Yeah. Ask him to show their hands. They'll do it.
All right. It's 9:02.
It's 9:02 now. Thank you. That was a long 30 seconds.
Well, because we hit a bit. We were able to hit a bit and keep going.
We got our stride.
We got on the bit train.
I went off. Stop dancing.
I like it's, that it's the, still like.
Yeah, he's in another world. Are you good to end this podcast?
Idio. Synchronicities. Do you know how to end it? Is it ending?
Is it over?